Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. And today we have tell who this is, man.
And this is Anton Fraser. I am a young entrepreneur, currently 20 years of age, November. I currently manage roughly four or five businesses. So my number one is being a Forex trader, as well as being an educator for teaching people how to profit within the foreign exchange market. That is, once again, as I said, my number one source of income. Secondly, I am a mentor, so there is a slight fee of being mentored by me. Or I also have other mentorship group that I could direct the individual towards, because, you know, everyone's success, or if everyone learns differently.
Facts.
So some individuals, as you may know, might want to learn how to trade, and that's it. Just simply learn how to trade, trade by themselves, make money on their own. And there's also others that want to learn how to trade, but as well as learn how to be a mentor. And then after that, take it a step further to gain residual income from being a mentor.
Right.
And there's another group of individuals that want to just learn how to market and be a mentor for individuals, and may not want to focus on that investment part of things.
That's true.
So it's many different ways that you could leverage being a Forex trader. You could have a course and charge people for that. Or you can basically charge people for one-on-one sessions. Or let's say you want to write a book or whatever the case may be, or have like some type of outline or guide that people go through. And once again, it's whatever information that has made you successful. You put that all together and sell it out to other individuals. It's just so many things out here that you can do for money.
When you make a book, that means you know you made it in life on God.
You said when you make a who?
When you make a book, that's how you know you made it in life on God.
Hey man, I ain't gonna drop too much on that, but just know it's on the way, man. Hey.
Okay.
It's just honestly speaking, it's like once you find your passion, like everything just starts to gravitate towards you. And you just gotta follow your gut feeling, and don't be one foot in, one foot out with it. Just like as little baby said, all in, man.
Right. On my last podcast, that's why I said do something you actually love. If you're doing something that you just see somebody else doing, you ain't gonna really get no fun out of it. You ain't even gonna make money off of it just because you see somebody else doing. But continue.
And even if you do make money from it, or doing whatever the case, or whatever way that you choose to jump on, an easy come up may affect you long term, and it might just bring you down instead of pushing you forward. So
definitely mentally.
You might as well.
Definitely mentally.
And I mean, and I'll say another avenue that I do that I also take serious is me being a credit repair, credit card or whatever, anything in the credit field. I'm a specialist in that. I can assist people in terms of removing negative inquiries off their credit, throwing trade lines onto their credit, which would, one, give you, it's basic, I guess, I'll just break it down for individuals that may not know what it is. It's basically a, let's just say it's a loan,
right?
And you do have to pay portions of it back. It all depends on whatever agreement that you choose to sign. And if you leverage it properly, it would give you a better boost on your credit score.
Right.
And gradually you'll see an increase in that throughout the duration of you having that contract in motion. We assist people with, I'm actually like partnered with another individual's credit repair solutions program.
Okay.
So that's like me being partnered under someone else's business.
Okay.
But like I said, I got my little office going and all of that.
That boy
it's
got
not
whole
a job.
Office.
Don't say I got a 9-to-5, you feel me? You said what?
I said that boy got an office, but my office is my crib.
Hey, look though, how old are you though?
20.
And you have a, you say that again, you say you have a what?
A crib, a cribbo, a spot.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay. It's in the hood or something?
Nah, it's in the dealer neighborhood, on spot, you know what I'm saying? And I don't, nobody stay here. Me by myself, ain't no roommate shit. By myself.
Okay, your mom, no, your dad ain't pay for it, no?
No. This goddamn rent, that gotta pay every month, that cable bill, that water bill, That internet bill? Yeah. All that out of pocket.
How old you said you were again, bro?
The 2-0.
Hey man, dumb club. So that right there just shows anyone like under or even at the age of 20 that there's no excuses. No matter, I mean, you know, everyone's story's different.
True.
But at the end of the day, everything is in your hands. Everything is your fault. So many individuals like may say, "Oh, my mom or dad didn't help me with this, and now my life is like this." And woo, woo, woo. Like it don't matter. Like at the end of the day,
real world don't care.
Hear no sob story. Like your story don't matter.
Unless you're making money off of it.
Exactly. Hopefully, no one gets offended, but your story doesn't matter until you get successful.
Right. Unless you're making money off your story, don't nobody really care about it. Even your own family don't care.
Man, come on now. That's why they already not helping.
Exactly. That's why they already not helping. They don't care.
Big facts. And I myself, as a 20-year-old,
2-0.
Yeah, I did. I'm still rocking the college wave. I just decided to take a semester off from that.
Hey, anybody who thinks that, I highly suggest it. You coming straight out of high school and don't know too much about college, I highly suggest taking a semester off. I highly suggest that. People say, "Oh, just go right into it." No, mentally, physically, emotionally, no. Take that semester year off. Get a trade or go to community college. Be in the field a little bit. Just show you, okay, I can't work no 9-to-5 my whole life. I want to do something in my life for real. But don't jump straight into college. You're not 1,006,655% sure that's exactly what you want to do in life, because that shit is a waste of time and money. I swear.
Big facts. Now I'm not. At first, I'll say I was down talking college, but now I've became basically educated myself on different aspects and as well as different ways that you could get money. It's 1,000 ways to get money.
True.
Now. In regards to college, let's start off with college. In high school, basically, I'll say I always had that mindset that I'll be basically already knowing that I'm different.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, like people were playing. I remember times of, like, being outside and everyone's playing football or whatever. I'm like, bro, like, it's more to life than this. Like, I don't see how people want to be on a football team. Like, all you do, you get a ball, you run to this side, you run to the other side, and all the time people chasing you. And if you get hit, you might get hurt, and then you can't play football no more. And maybe you might not even be able to move. So, like, it really don't make sense. So, like, I've always been, I'll say, thinking on, like, a higher level.
Right.
Now, I'll say that does come from, I'll say shout out to my pops on that, because like at the age of 10, when I was in middle school, basically he sent me a copy of Rich Dad. No, matter of fact, that was in 2009. Damn. I still got the receipt in my book. You said what?
I still ain't read that book yet. I need to read it. Stop playing. Go Barnes and Noble, go get it.
Man, yeah, you got to get that ASAP. You can even go on YouTube and listen to it if you like Audibles.
Nah. I need to read that shit myself. I ain't trying to hear nobody else's voice, huh?
Never mind. But on November, yeah, I still got the receipt. It's all faded away. But on November 14th,
that boy still got the receipt. What a real dedication.
I'll post it on IG and all. But 2009, I ended up purchasing that book, and I read through it, and like at that point, like it was like a whole nother. I was on a whole nother paradigm. Like paradigm done shifted. So back to high school. I had basically in my mind I was gonna like, okay, I'm gonna go to college. You know what I'm saying? I'm a major in accountant. Well, accounting. I'm gonna be an accountant, and life is gonna be great. I'm gonna get that good old $80,000 per year. And woo, woo, woo. Right.
Right.
Now here comes that adulthood that starts to come in, and adversity starts to slap you in the face.
Yeah, about,
and
you're like, about 14, okay, 15, 16.
Hey man, sheesh. So then you're like, hold on now. I'm doing all of this. I'm like, first, I don't even like school. I gotta wake up in the morning. I gotta spend like 8-10 hours at this school, because I already know my mom not gonna pick me up all the time. I'm gonna be outside waiting.
Right.
And I spent all this time at this establishment, and then, like I said, I don't like school already, and then I'm going to school some more, and then I plan on getting a job that I have to wake up in the morning once again. and be at that establishment for hours out of the day. Most, 9 times out of 10, I'm had this, let's say, $60,000 salary.
Right.
But I'm working for this company that's making millions of dollars off of me.
Right.
And then now that's what my mind, once again, like I said, I'd be thinking on
that. Unless you work for the mafia or something. Unless you work for the mafia. That's it. Unless you work
hold on, hold on. Hold that down. Don't talk. No catch. But, so, I'm like, okay, so I'm getting 5 figures off this job that's going to be making 7 plus figures off of me. And then this is where I'm like, okay, wait a minute. This is when I'm like, all right. I'll say the purpose of college is, well, first of all, you got to know what you first, in order for you to do anything, you must know your purpose, like what exactly you want to do. So, and if you don't know what you want to do and you're going to college, they're going to list you as indecisive. Yep. You're going to take whatever classes that they have.
Oh, yeah, right? They're going to give you 5-6 classes. They're not going to work with you. You got very few that will actually work. They're going to give you the class they think you need to take, what you need.
Exactly. So, in this case, this is one of those things to where if you don't know what to do or if you don't know what you want to do, someone else is going to make that decision for you. And right. In this case, the college is going to do that. And let's say after, 2 years or whatever, let's just say the tuition is, what, $25,000 a year. And after 2 years,
what tuition that much?
But I don't know. We just go.
You was an average. You like 7,000. I think where Georgia's like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. That's like more of an average number. Yeah.
All right. So let's say like 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 10, this 000, man said 20. Right. That's like going to Georgia.
Okay. Bet. So everything included. Let's just say 10,000 person.
Yeah. We talking about the average person. Yeah.
All right. Bet. So 2 years. That's 4 semesters. That's $40,000. So let's say $40,000 down the line. You decide. Oh, I want to be a doctor. Well, then, the school is going to say, well, the classes that you took, basically, nothing to do with being a doctor.
Right.
And now you have to basically be here another 4 years.
Plus so you 10 years you got to be in school for a fucking doctor.
Come on now. So, you already negative $40,000. And you just came up with wanting to be a doctor or whatever the case may be.
Right.
So, that may even change after the next 2 years of being in school to get that degree.
Right.
So, at the end of the day, if you don't know what you want to do, simply test out different things and figure out what you like.
I'll say, the best thing, for one, I think school, all high school and middle school do is teach you up. They set you up how to prepare to work a job. Think about it. You wake up when you don't want to. You be in class, 8 hours? What, you be in school 8 hours a day? You get a lunch break for, 45 minutes. Your little 15-minute breaks are between classes or whatever you got going on. All school, dude, you got to listen to a principal. That's the superior manager. And then your teacher is like the support manager, because that's the one that's always going to be with you, or the department manager. And then you got like the SROs, they like the security, or they like the people around the school. Like all school prepare you for, all it does is prepare you for working 9 to 5. That's all they do. And what you said about school, if you in college, you're real indecisive. I'll say it's a lot of things you can get, like licenses and trades and stuff like that. Just take 6 to 8 month classes, online classes that you can do to get trades and stuff like that. See if you like that. Then you can still be in college at the same time after you finish. So you will have a decent career. You know what I'm saying? You can make $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 off a trade alone. And while you in school, so if you always got a fallback option, get the trade or your license or whatever. And then go to school and see how much you really, okay, do I really need this school stuff? I was just coming for the money. Now you got money to pay off your loans, so you won't be in student loans. Plus, you always got a fallback option. Plus, you ain't really got to be worried about, okay, I'm just here for the money, but I'm making money. So, what's the point of me being here if I can get my own business? Most trades, you can get your own business. You can be a small business owner. Most things you go to school for, Not many of them you can get. You can have like a small business, like accounting, for example. You can have an accounting business, but you gotta have bread to back you up with that, or you gotta have a word of mouth. Now, if you just a regular, like a HVA technician, you can open up your own shop. You can open up your own. Get your Instagram account and be like, I charge $60 to come fix your AC. That's it. You don't need no word of mouth. I mean, you gotta have word of mouth. People talk about you, But you don't need nobody telling you. You gotta get certified. You already got certification and everything. You good. You don't need to go through numerous amounts of years of going working with people and all that stuff. So I was, for me personally, I wish I would have did that instead. Went to community college or got me a trade before I went to school. So to me, it would have been a waste of time. But not everyone's different.
Right, everyone's different, and as well as the best way to learn is through trial and error.
Fact.
But then again, you must be able to learn from your mistakes, and you must be able to recognize or realize when you basically have failed or when you have succeeded. If you fail, then you basically need to learn how you can minimize that and remove that as much as possible. If you succeeded, you need to basically master how you succeeded and do that multiple times.
Right, because life is about trial and error. Like, my parents and grandparents, they be like, you need to focus on one thing in life, and that's the only thing you need to focus on. Don't listen to people like that. Yes, you want to master a certain criteria or something, but as a young person, you want to have try as many things as possible, because you don't want to be stuck somewhere where you hate for the rest of your life. That's not a good way to live. So if you have the means to do it, like some people just literally don't have the means to try different things, but if you have the means to try a bunch of different things, try as many things as you want, because no one can tell you how to live your life and no one can tell you how to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So,
damn. Look, he lost the ball.
But never mind. It's all good, though.
One take shot. You want to do a one take? Y'all know what's going on.
Oh yeah, it don't even matter, man. We good. We gonna keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, we good.
But as you just said, how everyone's story and experience are different. My purpose of simply going to college was simply because my housing condition. Yeah. I wasn't comfortable with it. I wasn't rocking with it. So, I got accepted to about 13 schools, and I don't know how I ended up at West Georgia. It just ended up happening.
So, right, because you seen everybody else was going there.
I ain't know nobody. Like, I didn't know no one was going to West Georgia. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's crazy.
In high school, mind you, in high school, I didn't talk to nobody.
Yes, true.
Really, honestly speaking. So, like, I remember Dozier, Chris. Chris Dozier. I used to stay in Lovejoy, and over there by the Walmart.
Yeah.
And every single day, I used to drive to Riverdale.
Damn, boy.
Because I didn't want to transfer to Lovejoy High. Because I'm like, I already been at the school such amount of time. And my I'll say throughout my whole life I've been to over like 23 schools. So like I was like, okay, I'm not it's not happening.
I might as well stay somewhere for a couple of years.
So was that like a 35-minute drive in the morning and at night.
Yeah,
and at the time my car was tinted out, so every day I was coming to school late because I got pulled over. I got the tickets to show it.
What was your tinted? Well, I said, what percent was your tent?
5, man, like Rod, what you said?
Ooh, yeah, you can't have that in Clayco. Like, I was going to get 5% on mine. I was like, but I ain't even going through that hassle. I'm going to get the regular, I think it's 25-30% for the state regulation or whatever, some shit like that.
I think it's 35 in Georgia because I always got mine tested. But, like, I'm a Florida boy, so I don't care. So, boom. Ended up coming to West Georgia and basically started experience. I was like, okay, let me take it back a step. If you want to see a change in your life or you want to improve your life conditions or whatever the case may be, you must change within, first of all.
Thanks.
So, with that being said, I myself, a contract that I gave to myself was that I was going to get more active in college and become, like, start networking with other individuals.
Right.
Because, once again, in high school, I'm not going to lie, I didn't like people. I was super antisocial. And I was like I said, I just felt as if that I was on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
And, like, people just couldn't understand me. So that's why, like, I really didn't talk to nobody. And so coming into college, I'm like, okay, I'm starting to meet other individuals that, like, are on a, you know,
that
on a
think
high
like
level.
You.
I wasn't hanging with, I was hanging with a few people, you know, not everyone's perfect. I'm still going to parties, but I only went to like 3, I didn't go to no more than 5 college parties, because
right.
you know, when people get together, they get you happy. Some individuals start to show out, and now it's a fight. And I believe the party is to have fun. And if you're not having fun, it's not no longer a party. It's more like a it's more of an endangerment. I was about to say something else, but hey, so
you can say whatever you want. I don't give, but this is no filter. I don't care about none of that.
Oh, no, I was about to say entanglement, but...
I don't think that ain't the right terminology for that situation.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but I ain't trying to be no entanglement party. I ain't trying to see none of that.
Chill. But, so yeah, if you're not having fun at a party, then it's not a party. And then as well, another thing is, but since I touched on parties, if you've ever had fun at a party, right, like with people that you know or whatever, how do you think a party is with, you know, six figure earners, seven figure earners, like rich, like successful people?
Tell them.
Don't you think it's like more fun because you know you don't have to like wake up tomorrow? Like I said, that ain't sound good.
Yeah,
but you know you don't gotta wake up early tomorrow. You're like, right. You know, you don't have to go do something that you don't like to do tomorrow.
You don't have to worry about nobody doing nothing stupid.
Facts. So, you know, tomorrow, like, let's you know what I'm saying, go ahead for the audience, go ahead and close your eyes. And let's say you finally started procrastinating on that idea that you have in your brain cell and was like, a lot of people say don't put your eggs in one basket. But that's how I started to see success. Right. I literally put all in one and jumped in. That's the sign that worked for me. I went ahead, threw my back against the wall, and it worked out for the better. Now, I knew what I was doing, though. It wasn't that I was like, oh, I see this. This is going to work for me. I'm going to do it right now. No, I actually studied it, practiced it multiple times. Trial and error, once again. And then once I was like, okay, I did something that a lot of people don't do or that people don't have for themselves.
Right.
I believed in myself for once and threw myself against the wall and boom, I'm like, okay, that worked. Let me do it 10 more times. And now I'm like, oh, if I do it 50 more times, I'm a six-figure earner.
Right.
And boom. Now, you know, the success is starting to attract me and I'm no longer chasing it.
Fact. So that's the best thing. That's the best way to go about it.
Hey, man, safe. Basically, you know, whatever that idea it is, just imagine that you finally go ahead and take that leap of faith and trust yourself for once. And let's just say you meet five people. All right, so hopefully everybody still got their eyes closed, you know what I'm saying, by your head. So you meet those five people, and then you're like, okay, now these five people are now telling you the proper steps that you need to take in order to become successful within whatever niche or whatever gig that you try to do.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say 2 months after that, you know what I'm saying, you're staying faithful, you're staying disciplined, you're remaining dedicated, et cetera, et cetera. And then out of nowhere, somebody hits you up and says, hey, I got $50,000 ready. I want whatever your service is, I want your service right now.
Right.
And then that person, let's say, you know, you accept it, you're like, okay, 50,000, a lot of people don't even see that in 1 year.
You don't see that in their whole life.
Huh?
Some people don't see that in their whole life.
Jeez, come on now. So, boom, it's 50,000. I'm like, okay. And you, as you said, whatever your service is, you do a good job, as you should. Because if you have a service, obviously each project isn't going to be the same. But each project should be approached the same way, if that makes sense.
No matter who it is, no matter what it is.
Exactly. So, if I'm a mechanic, the first thing I'm going to do to a car, if someone breaks it to me because it's not working, I'm going to diagnose. Like, I'm going to basically figure out what the issue is. And after I figure out what the issue is, I'm going to solve the issue. And bada bing, bada boom. So, once again, that person should get a wonderful service as they should, because you, in order for your business to prosper, you must have good reviews at the end of the day. Like, it's just a certain amount of scamming and a certain amount of getting over that you could do in life before it starts to come back on you.
Karma's a bitch.
So, hey man, don't let it catch you. So, boom, you know, you do that good service for that person. Let's say that person throw about three more projects at you. Let's say 5,000 each, bada bing, bada boom. You do a great job again. Now, let's say that person go ahead and be like, hey, I have 10 other friends that basically want the same service. But it's basically a bigger job. But if you could do it, they got money to back it up. You reach out to them individuals, and each one say they got $1 million each. And the only way you're going to get this million is basically if you solve the problem that they have. Right. So at the end of the day, one, you'll get paid based off of the amount of, you'll get paid based off how the size of the problem that you could solve. Anybody could cut grass. So at the end of the day, I'm not paying no more than $100 to get my grass cut. Right. Because, like, no, like, for what?
I already do it myself. Second,
come on, man. The lawnmower don't even cost that much. So, secondly, you're paid about basically how big the problem is. And then you're paid on how well you do you solve the problem.
Y'all better be listening and now. He's dropping gems, no cap. Y'all better be listening.
Come on now, because a lot of people say that, you know what I'm saying? They basically how their journey was. But because I was actually just on a webinar with hopefully an individual. If you're willing, if you're teachable and you want to actually learn from different people, I would say follow Derek Grace on Instagram.
Follow him.
Follow Wallow267 on Instagram.
Follow.
Follow Eric Thomas on Instagram.
Follow.
Dang, what's some other ones? Follow Runaway Billionaire on Instagram.
Follow.
It's just so many. And then once you go to these people page, go through who they follow and follow them as well.
Follow.
And when I say follow, like actually like study them. So yeah, back to the grind, you know what I'm saying?
Don't be on no weird shit though. Don't stalk them though. Don't be on no weird shit. Don't be on no weird people though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, don't stalk
them. Don't say I sent you either. Don't be on no weird shit. I'm like, yeah, this dude on Lando podcast told me to stalk you. Nah, don't do that weird shit. You know, will get blocked and you will get found about. Don't do that weird shit.
Man, I bet. So, know what I'm saying? These people, they got their contracts ready and then you say, yes, I could do it. And then now, once again, you can't fumble the bat. You done said you're going to do it and now you got to follow through with it. And basically, the purpose of me going through there or taking this individual, hopefully, if their eyes still closed, the purpose of me taking you through that is so, like, okay, you got a good deal with one person, and then that one person threw five more deals at you, and then that person bought 10 more of their, I guess you could say, their, dang, brain fart. Basically, their partners or whatever, right. 10 partners that they have. And they basically throw you a mil each. So now you just made, $10 million
right.
Plus $50,000 plus $25,000.
Right.
All because you did not give up and because you trusted yourself enough to finally kick off whatever that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with procrastination. Hey, man, I ain't perfect, man. I'm only 20 years old. But that ain't an excuse, though,
nope. Because
I'm solving the issue. But yeah, I've struggled with procrastination, and it's like every time I was like, okay, forget it, I'm gonna just do it right now. I always see success because if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it for real.
Right.
For example, my clothing line. I've been procrastinating on the clothing line for roughly 3 years now. Right.
Damn.
Literally three. It's been in my brain. I've been procrastinating on it. Like last month, I finally decided. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do everything right now. I made the logos for it, and like. Less than 30 minutes.
Right.
I basically did the LLC on the proper website. That took about no more than an hour. I paid for it. That was like $150, I want to say. I paid for all the trademarks, all of that fun stuff. Mind you, I don't, at the end of the day, in this aspect, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just throwing money in places. I have no idea what's going on.
Right.
So, I got my logos done. So once again, that's just to say there's no excuses, because I don't know. I had no idea what I was doing. I just know that I'm no longer procrastinating.
If you just sit around your ass, ain't nothing gonna get done ever.
Big fact. So, boom, I went on the web. I googled, basically 100 shirts, and I typed in 100 shirts for, and then I left it blank. And then a whole bunch of sites just popped up. I clicked on like the third one that said .com because, you know, if you click on like an ad or something, you most likely gonna get scammed. Okay. You most likely not gonna get that, you know, whatever your order is. So please make sure that when you're doing your research that you actually, you got a proper or like a credible source.
Use common sense.
Come on. I didn't want to say common sense because, you know, common sense not common. I threw it to you. So, boom, got the shirts in. That took like 3 days or whatever. And now, look, crazy thing is, with the shirts, I could have been an emotional person because what happened was I had paid for the shirts. That cost me like $226 or something like that.
Yeah.
And they said they had like 2 days shipping. And 2 days had went by, and I was like, my shirt still ain't come. What's going on? I called the people. They was like, oh, we must have sent to the wrong house. And they were like, we're sorry about that. And I'm like, what you mean you sorry? Like,
right.
Like, what? I paid for it. They saw, like, okay, we're going to have to do some investigation or whatever. I'm like, what you mean investigation? Like, I paid. You didn't have to investigate when I paid you money. So at this point, I could have been like, okay, maybe a clothing line not for me. I could have gave up right then and there without even starting, right?
Right.
Nah, so boom, I called him again. At first I was upset, but I had got my head together. I called him back, and then they ended up shipping the shipment again, and it came the next day. Boom. Then also I ordered some shorts and joggers. Boom. And then now at this point I'm like, okay, I am including the LLC, all of the other trademarks and all that fun stuff, as well as the shirts, the joggers. I'm now $1,200 in, so I'm right. Now I'm like, okay, I can't just sit on this. I gotta go ahead and sell. Like, either I'ma sell these right now, or I'ma slap my logo on them and sell it that way. So that's what I ended up doing. I got my logo stamped on it. That called really once again. I didn't know what I was doing. I should have did it myself, but I didn't. And that cost me another $1,200. That's right. Like literally with everything, with me shipping it to this person, getting it back, as well as paying them to do it, that cost me another $1,200. Boom. So, okay, my bad. I'm good. Dog's barking.
You good? You good?
But so yeah, now I'm roughly over $2,400 in right now. Then the clothes came back with the logo stamped on them, and guess what happened? Like 2 weeks later.
What happened, my boy?
The shorts and the joggers sold out. Hold up. To this day, I still ain't released the clothing line yet.
Still ain't released.
The shorts and the joggers closed out. I mean, sold out. The shirts halfway sold out. I mean, I got 125 shirts.
Yeah.
But it went inventory went all the way down to 60 shirts, and
damn.
I'm getting reloaded on those. Mind you, each shirt $22 for the people that want to count the pockets. It ain't much, but
do the math right quick if you want to. Do the math right quick.
Okay, boom.
I'm talking about them, not you. Let them do the math. They won't watch.
Hopefully, they got a little calculator or something. Or if they got a brand up there, they go do it mentally.
Yeah.
I had 30 shorts, 30 joggers each. Shorts going for 25, so 25 times 30. The joggers going for 35, so 35 times 30. And now I'm restocking on everything. And now I'm doing everything in-house, so it's going to take a little longer. But I do got time on my hands, so I'm going to do it myself just to say that I did this myself.
Entrepreneur.
Okay, say that again. Hold up now.
Entrepreneur.
I bet. Now, I actually did have one investor that assisted me with getting the... I ain't gonna keep all the credit because I had one investor,
right.
A family member threw out a donation because I would say I'm the only individual in the family that's actually starting up something.
Right.
So they threw out a great, wonderful investment. So shout out to them. Much love to the aunt. And so boom. What else am I doing? What else? Oh, cars. So I also sell cars. So I've always been in. I was supposed to do this last week. Here's a great reason of me being me procrastinating. You remember when me and you last spoke, and I was gonna post that video on YouTube?
Yeah.
I ain't posted yet.
Ain't even did the thumbnail for it. Nothing.
Hey, look, wait, it's edited. Yeah, thumbnail, no. But look, I've been learning how to make. Hey, look, though. It's progressing because I'm learning how to do, basically get fly with the thumbnails.
Yeah.
So I've been basically like practicing that, and basically if I don't like how I look, then I basically start over.
Don't blame you. Make perfect practice make perfection.
Exactly. So, and with that, if you don't put no preparation in, then you can't get mad at the results.
But
so I'm just gonna throw that out there. If you don't prepare for something, you can't get mad at the results, because it's gonna come out as whatever you put into it. You put your all into it, you're gonna get your all back. Half step, you're gonna get half step back. You might get less than that, honestly.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm just fast forward to basically how, like, different ways that you can make money. I'll drop some credit gems out there. So, let's go to the LLCs. So, as many of you guys know, like, with the coronavirus and all of that that's going on, you know, the government started getting generous with the amount of money that they gave out. Yeah. So, if you had an LLC before, I want to say January or whatever, you could have basically filed for an SBA loan or SBA grant.
Yeah.
Let's say you had one. If you had one LLC, and yeah, let's say if you had one LLC, you could have got a $10,000 grant.
Damn.
If you had two, you had two. You just got to file separately. If you had 10 LLCs, you could have had 10 of those grants. So that's $100,000.
And grants. Right? That means you don't have to pay grants back. Just let y'all know, you don't got to pay grants back.
Okay. Hold on. I was gonna let them Google it, but hey, y'all got some free sauce right there. The loan, you got to pay the loan back plus interest and all of that extra stuff.
Looking plus interest.
Please read before you sign. If you don't, it's your fault. There ain't no one to blame. It's not your mom's fault because she took you to the bank and you thought she knew it and everything. It ain't your grandma's fault because she ain't teach you or whatever. Okay, it's your fault. If you did not read and you signed, it's your fault.
Facts.
So, please take accountability within yourself. So yeah. Boom. So you got your grants. Now you got this $10,000 in your bank account, and let's say now you're like, okay, bank. Like, let's just say you got Chase Bank over there. No, let's say Wells Fargo, because Wells Fargo is actually generous. Hey, shout out to them, because they done blessed me plenty of times. So let's say, you know what I'm saying, you go to Wells Fargo. So you're like, okay, I got this $10,000 in here. This is my business. Is we gonna stick to cutting grass? So I cut grass, and I like to get a credit card. So now let's say you got this. They give you a credit card, and let's say they're like, okay, how much? Like, sometimes they'll ask you how much you would you like. Sometimes they'll base it off of how much money you made. But let's just say they give you the opportunity to say how much you would like. $5,000 ain't nothing. So let's just say you throw, you know, $5,000. Boom, you get a $5,000 credit card from them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Wells Fargo. Now, let's say this is with your grass cutting business. So now let's say you go to Chase Bank and you're like, okay, I'd like to open up a credit card. And, well, open up a credit card with you guys. And then you'd be like, okay, they're like, okay, how much would you like on your credit card? Like, well, Wells Fargo gives me $5,000. Let's say you make up a lot. You'd be like, well, what's the name? TD Bank gave me a $15,000 credit card.
Yeah.
And I just got another contract for such and such. So is it possible for me to get a $20,000 credit card from you guys? Now, hey, look, though. Don't feel bad because you're lying or whatever. Because at the end of the day,
they're doing the same thing.
Hey, you either go get finessed by the bank or you go finesse the bank.
No cap.
Study the wolves. At the end of the day, please study the wolves. Some people don't like Donald Trump, but in reality, like, he's wonderful when it comes to business. So even though you may not like a person, please study why are they successful.
Right.
And once you do that, you got the knowledge. So now you're like, you halfway there. But once you start to apply that knowledge, that's when you full stepping. That's when you start getting your respect and et cetera, et cetera. So now, you know, some individuals may be saying, okay, I got a $20,000 credit card, and I got a $5,000 credit card. There's many different things that you could do with that. You could either, I can't drop too many games because people gonna start. They gonna
nah, you gotta, yeah, what, so, yeah, y'all gotta subscribe to YouTube for that. Y'all gotta go subscribe to hit YouTube for all that.
I bet. So I'm gonna just drop the Instagram name. Y'all ready for it?
Oh, it's gonna be in the description, but yeah, drop it. But leave that thing. We're gonna be description too. So drop it. You gotta drop it.
It is NRICHDANT. And basically, by the time that y'all, you know what I'm saying, listen to this, my YouTube channel shall be up. And if you don't see it, go ahead and DM me and be like, stop procrastinating with the YouTube channel.
You better hold, because it's going up tonight. So shit, you better have that bitch. It's going up next 2 hours.
Dang, going next rounds. I ain't gonna talk. Bet. All right. Hey, look, no excuses, man. Bet. So, I got to do that again tonight. All right, bet. So, but yeah, it's different. There's so many different ways to make money. In terms of one, you could, I would say, research different real estate properties. That's great.
Duplexes.
Oh, he dropped it. Come on, man. He said duplexes. Hopefully y'all Google that and figure out how you can get your own duplex.
I'm doing a quick little rundown. If you buy a duplex for a 5-bedroom duplex for like 25,000. Goddamn, the month you put down payment probably like 10%. That's probably like what, 9,000-10,000. Goddamn, and then you probably pay like $1,500 a month. And you get 5 people rent out each bedroom. You making what? What's 1,500 times 5? That's a lot of money. I don't feel like doing that. That's like 8,000, something like that.
Okay, yeah, we're just gonna go with that. Just throw it out there.
That's 8,000 in monthly income already. So you gonna make you got a monthly income already.
So, boom, that's one. Let's say you get a duplex, a quad, or whatever size you get. You can open. Hey, man, find a problem that people have.
We can't drop it, man. We can't. That's wait for the podcast. I mean, you gotta wait to the YouTube Slack. I gotta get you and Malik on my next podcast. I gotta get both of y'all on here. That's when we're gonna talk about that more, man. All right.
Bet. But I'll just go leave it right there. There's so many different ways to make money. Boom. Literally, just find the skill, practice it, find the knowledge, apply it.
That's the main thing, find a skill that you can use. Find a skill that's gonna make you more money than what you're making now. Now if it don't make you more money, don't waste your time. But find what you're gonna make you now. But go ahead, drop your social medias on all that. And drop your 5 current incomes the way you making money so I can have that so they can listen to that.
I ain't gonna tell y'all the numbers, but we got four. Come on,
four is number one.
Standards on 100 pips.
No cap.
Every day. Let's see. Alright, so Forex trading myself as well as mentoring others as well as account management. So that's 3-in-1.
Right.
So once again, when you learn how to leverage Forex, there's so many things that you can do. 2, credit repair specialist. 3, clothing line. 4, buying and selling cars. And what's the 5th one? The 5th one is, hold on.
OnlyFans. Y'all heard it here first. You got OnlyFans. Y'all heard it here first. OnlyFans, man. Get at him.
Whoa.
Get at him.
Come on, I'm not gonna release the y'all gonna figure out the 5th one on YouTube. That's a private one. That's under construction, and it's not the OnlyFans.
I need to get somebody that got OnlyFans on this shit. I want to get somebody on this bit. I want to have a good discussion. I really want to, though. They be making bread. Get that check, girl.
In about 2 months, I'm going to throw one out, though.
Get that check. I don't blame. I tell females, get that check.
Hey, I'm going to tell them it's Southside Edition. We'll rock one of your shirts.
Nah. I don't want that. I'm going to have 40-year-old creepy-ass men in my DM. Hey, man. I need a hoodie. 2X.
Big facts. Oh yeah. Hey, what they say? All publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, I bet.
But all right, man. Y'all know we gotta say at the end of the episode, man. You gotta say it with me. Hey man, say man.
It's a Hellcat.
That bitch is a Nissan CTX, man. Stop playing. Them bitches be pushing though, but hey man, say man, that's the end of the podcast. His social is gonna be in the description. Alright. Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube, it's gonna be in the description. Hey Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.